The Daily Dilemma.
Okay, for the last time this week, let's do it.
Hi, Niall, show. I don't know if I'm out on my own on this one, but you are definitely the ones to give me an honest take. That's right. Last Saturday night, I went on a date with a guy. He was a friend of a friend, and the plan was dinner and then maybe a drink or two. So we met in the restaurant and had a nice meal with good chats. I didn't have the major hots instantly, but there might be something there.
Good.
He ordered a chicken Caesar salad, but it was absolutely huge when it arrived, and he only ate half of it. When the waitress arrived, he asked her to wrap the remains and give him a doggy bag. I got major instant cringe. It's a bit of lettuce and a couple of chicken chunks, lads.
It's true, it is.
They put it in a silver foil tray and he carried that with him to the pub afterwards and it sat on the table. My brother arrived with a couple of his mates and asked me why this fella has a chicken chop suey with him in the pub. They were falling around the place laughing. I know some people like their doggy bags, and maybe there are occasions when it's justified, but in my house we gave our leftovers to the dog. We didn't carry them around afterwards. It's all a bit common, I think. Am I out of touch here, or is this guy just not for me if he can't see it's so cringe? Where to start?
Whoa,
where to start? You go first. Go on.
Okay. I'm not a huge fan of the doggy bag myself, okay?
Why?
It's not, and I know you're going to say, oh, it's my second anniversary cringe. It's not really that. There's a couple of things. Number one, if I've just eaten that, I don't really want to face eating that again tomorrow, the remains of it. You know that kind of way?
No, I don't agree, because you tell me regularly at the weekend that you might order a pizza.
Pizza's the only thing. Cold pizza. I actually have it in the fridge. Got pizza last night, but it's the only thing. But if it's like kind of a main dish, you know, I probably don't want to eat that again. I admire people who do meal prep, but I couldn't live knowing that I'm going to eat the same thing again tomorrow. Okay. Second thing is, I'm not comfortable in the whole area of reheating. I see all the horror stories. Don't reheat rice. You will die. Reheat rice.
It's only lettuce and chicken.
Oh well, no, the Caesar salad's obviously different, but a lot of people get doggy bags for all sorts of things. So generally, I'm not a doggy bag person. However, I have no issue with other people doing it. It's, you know, food waste is a big issue. I've been listening to Aris to Protect with Orla Apple. And you're spending so much bloody money on your meal. If you don't finish it, take it. So I do think, I'm afraid, emailer, that you're a bit of a snob in some of the things that you're saying here about how it's a bit common, you know?
I think if she just got the ick about the fact that he'd gotten a doggy bag and he brought it to the pub, right? Because it is funny, like, and the lads were laughing, and like we probably all do the same, like laughing. But there's nothing wrong with it. And the fact that you've said it's common would lead me to believe that actually you're probably not compatible. I've done this many times.
Have you?
Because if I go to a restaurant where I really really like what I'm eating and I can't finish it, I'll quite happily. I know you're right. You're saying about the reheating thing, but you don't have to.
Yeah, it just depends on what it is. Like we've done it in Spain where we've had. Ordered a huge lunch and there were sandwiches left and we will eat them on the beach later, so wrap them, you know, that kind of way.
I just think there's absolutely nothing wrong with paying for food, and as you say, this the whole idea of, you know, the cost of living as well. Like if you've paid €20 for a main course or whatever and you don't finish it, absolutely, why shouldn't you bring it home with you? Like it makes perfect sense. You've paid for the meal and you should be entitled to bring it home and enjoy the rest of it. And I just think it comes down to the fact that you just don't really gel
with
this.
Our leftovers to the dog. We don't eat our leftovers.
Come on, I would be giving Lola all our leftovers. Like, that's mad. I just think you are not a couple that are probably going to run off into the sunset together.
Okay.
Do you remember when we were out for dinner a few weeks ago at my friend Keith's house?
Yeah.
And he offered, like, because there was loads of food left, and he offered Kathy some of the curry that was left over. And when we were walking down for the taxi, she was disgusted. She'd forgotten her doggy bag.
Oh, okay. She probably would have eaten it at the taxi rank. We were waiting so long.
This is the thing. Like, people do this very regularly.
Okay,
now.
Okay. We should do a breakfast battle. Doggy bag or no doggy
bag? Doggy bag or no doggy bag? Go.
Got something to say?
WhatsApp, text or voice note us. 085 1029 103.
Message complete.
Doggy bag or no doggy bag? A lot of pro doggy bags
this
morning.
Yeah, I think doggy bag is the winner.
Jamie, good morning.
Good morning, Niall. How are you?
I'm good, and you?
Not too bad at all, thank God.
Where do you stand on this one?
I'm a doggy bag.
Good man.
A lot handier.
Especially if you're eating something in the evening, say pasta or shepherd's pie or anything like that. If you're working like me off the beaten track, it's hard enough to get to a shop on the way to work.
Yeah.
They'd be closed. So it's the handiest thing in the world. Just throw it in a nice little container, bring it with you, and you have your dinner from the night before as well in work. So yeah.
There you go. You're winning. Man after my own heart. So I think a couple of people have said, right, okay, doggy bag, but with a bit of wilted lettuce wouldn't go down
concerned.
Great. You know, how do you feel? No. Where do you stand on the Caesar salad, doggy bag?
I didn't know.
You wouldn't
no,
do it.
I'd be mainly, say, pastas or spaghetti, shepherd's pie, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But pasta, no. Or okay. Pasta, lettuce, no.
No, no to lettuce.
Fair play,
thanks,
Jamie.
Son,
thank you for chatting
day.
To us this morning. I just want to like make clear that I would not get the cringe or the ick or anything over a doggy bag, but I do get the cringe or the ick when you try and rearrange the menu and ask for things that aren't on it. Continue. Do you want to read?
Why don't you write into the Daily Dilemma and see what the feedback is? Miriam was on Notions. A Caesar salad is so delicious, but never the same from home. A restaurant Caesar is yum. She's right. I've tried to make my own
they
Caesar.
Are different.
It just doesn't. It hits differently.
Niamh
yeah.
was on to us too. Morning Ireland show. This dilemma is making me lol. I lived in Dublin for years and the amount of times I got a doggy bag and brought it to the pub, it always came home with me, but I can't guarantee that I always ate it the next yeah. day. But waste not, want not.
Danielle was on. Oh, the lettuce will be like a wilted spinach when he tries to eat it again. But yeah, common, get over yourself. Obviously he thought it was nice, so fancy chomping onto it after a few drinks later. Just maybe one time on this date he could have left it. Yeah, first impressions, but like, he is who he is. Do you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And nothing wrong with what he did. Paul is, and a lot I'll be making these points. I don't think she's a snob. Probably just the fact dragging the doggy bag around pub to pub after the restaurant. I wouldn't do it, but it probably wouldn't be a problem if you were heading home straight after the meal.
Yeah, Susie, nothing wrong with a doggy bag. I've done it many times, but I went home with it. I wouldn't bring it to the pub with me. Caesar salad needs to be in a fridge. Soggy, warm lettuce. Yuck.
Okay, let's get a couple of quick voice notes, starting with Chloe in Waterford.
Absolutely doggy bag. My child is always getting dinner when we're out and not finishing his
yes.
food, and I'm absolutely bringing that home for when he says he's hungry in 2 hours' time. And I always, if I go to my favourite Italian restaurant, I'm always going to bring that pizza home with me because I never finish it, because I think I can have a whole size garlic bread and a pizza and everything's okay.
This
absolutely.
Could be me. And actually the kids thing is so true, because like 9 times out of 10 you're like, they're not going to eat that, that's coming home at me.
And Fionn was onto us too.
Oh no, I totally agree. But I'm after paying for food and I'm after leaving some of that food. That food is coming with me. But it's the price of food nowadays. You want to be mental or you'd want to have any amount of money just to leave it behind you. Do you ever go into an old shop there nowadays and get a chicken roll? I swear to God, you nearly want to remortgage your house just to get it, like, huh? Talking nearly €6, €7 for a chicken roll nowadays. Good luck. And it's the same with no cold roll.
He could go for hours on the price of delis nowadays.
Brilliant.
Okay, final thoughts. 085 102 9103.